Hey, folks, and happy Friday to you. So today's real estate session, we're going to talk economics again. Good for you guys. And the reason why we do this every day is we're trying to figure out what the Federal Reserve is going to do because they're ultimately in control of all this. So if you're watching this video, you're probably like, I'd really love to buy a house and just get out of my rent, or I'd love to buy my first rental property, but you know, the timing of this and whatever else. So what we try to do on the channel is educate you guys on the real estate section, but we focus on financing. My job isn't really to help you find the house and the timing of the house. That's your personal opinions and a realtor. But my job comes in when I'm trying to explain to you guys what's going on with the financing part of real estate. So today we're going to talk about why the Fed's doing it, what they're doing. And the reason why is we're bringing you up to speed on where the Federal Reserve meeting is going to go in next week. So we're going to do a live event next week when the Federal Reserve announces what they're going to do. Expectations are they're going to increase rates 0.5%, down from 0.75%, what they've been doing for the last 3 or 4 sessions. So let's get over to some of the things that they monitor. So right now, the number that came out this morning was wholesale prices, basically the producer price index. Now, that is how much inflation producers are actually seeing. So what you're going to see is kind of just think of this. If producers' prices are increasing, they're probably going to have to increase their prices to even just maintain the same profit margins that they have. Okay, so that's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing on the producer side, it's running a little hot again. But everybody's like, okay, well, things are going to cool down. Let's give it some time. One of the big implementations right now and why this number jumped so much is food, especially vegetables. They jumped up dramatically. Because of, you know, shortages in water and all this other stuff. You might think of global warming. But let's check on some other things that's going to happen. Okay, so we see the producer price index and it went up 0.3. But here's the concern that I have. People continue to spend. And you know my thing, it's I always complain to my wife, stop spending. So now I'm starting to tell you guys out there, guys, please stop spending. Okay, the reason being is the Federal Reserve and the federal government pumped out tons of money in stimulus. Let's go through here just to prove this fact to you guys. So here's the money supply. Let me get my head out of the equation so you guys can see the whole thing. So we get my head out of the way, and here's the money supply. So what you're going to see is how money gets increased every year. A little bit. It goes up gradually. You're going to see right through here. Look at this huge spike. All right. You're going to see us go from basically, let's go back into August of 2019. We're at 14,919. And then we go to 21,6. Okay, you're going to see a lot of patterns here in March. See, March of 22, it kind of peaked out. You're going to see a lot of things in March of this year that peaked out. We're saying that inflation and a lot of these other elements peaked out in March. Okay, so the money supply is increasing. So you're probably saying, who cares? Well, let's look at this. What's happening, though, is consumers had that extra money, and you can see by the money supply, it's starting to, well, it's capped out here and it's starting to come back down. So if we actually took this all the way through now, you're going to see it dramatically decreasing and decreasing and decreasing. So the Federal Reserve is doing their job by sucking money out of the system. But here's the concern we got right here. Look at how much consumer credit people are using. This is where I say, guys, we got to stop spending. Right back, let's go back to 2017. People would spend let's just use this as dollars, okay, $194. Then in 2018, it went down a little bit to $172, and then you go through. Look in between 2019 and 2020, it dramatically went from $185 to -$12. Okay, people just stopped spending, especially on credit, because they had a ton of money based on the M2 money supply. Okay, so again, just bear with me. It's an economics lesson, but it's going to be just, I'll tie it together and make it kind of amusing too. So you see it right here. So we're usually about one, say 80. All right, let's go to where we are right now. This is, again, how much consumers are spending on credit. We go over here. Look at this. August of 2022, 600. That's 3 times the amount that we were used to. So what's happening? Well, let me explain it to you. And that's what I say on a daily basis. The government way overdid it. They sent out way too much money. people got that money, which is proved by the money supply. I can show you the savings rate or the consumer disposable income. It's spiked and now it's gone. So now people are not realizing they're continuing their patterns of spending and spending and spending. Guys, this is going to haunt us. Okay. So by all means, I'm going to plead to you, slow down. Okay. So this is going to catch us, especially if we tie this together with the CEOs. What 98% of CEOs said yesterday, they're predicting a recession. What happens in a recession? Companies start to pull back. They stop ordering so much supplies, so much raw materials. They don't need as much labor. They're going to start letting people go. So if you're dramatically over debt because now you're charging again and you get let go, you're going to have some problems. Okay, so this is just what I try to tie together on why the Fed's doing what they're doing, because people are spending too much money and they continue to spend too much money even as they deplete the assets that they were basically given over the last couple years. So that's what's going on in the economy. That's why we are so focused in on the economic data, because we're trying to figure out what the Federal Reserve is going to do. So my expectations are the next meeting, usually everybody's predicting that the Federal Reserve is going to increase rates 0.5%. I think it's already baked into a lot of the mortgage business and everything else. So just to give you guys in context, when the Federal Reserve raised rates, it doesn't immediately affect, you know, mortgage rates and everything else like that. It usually has a trickle effect through the economy. Actually, the Federal Reserve raising rates doesn't do anything to mortgages because we follow the mortgage-backed securities market. So talking about the mortgage-backed securities market, let's get over to it so I can explain that to you. So we go over to the mortgage-backed securities market to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. So to do that, we figure out or we look up the mortgage-backed security bond. Okay, so this is the price of what's happening in a mortgage bond on Wall Street. All you need to know is if this number goes down, rates are going to continue to go up. So we'd love when this number goes actually up because rates come down. Look at the chart there. Let me get out of my way. Look at the last week or so. We've had some up. Believe it or not, let's get over where mortgage rates are. They're down about 0.5% from where we were not too long ago. So let's see right here. The 30-year rate right now, based on Mortgage News Daily, and I'll explain what this chart is, but Mortgage News Daily has today's 30-year fixed rate at 6.32. Look where we were not too long ago, right here. If you can squint and look down there, 7.37. So we are 0.5%, believe it, 1% off the highs. Okay, so what have I been saying? Well, when we're in a recession, the last five recessions we've had, we've seen mortgage rates drop by an average of 1.8%. Well, we're already down 1%. Are we in a recession? Well, 98% of CEOs say we're going to be in a recession next year. So does that mean rates are going to come down an additional 1.8%? Only time's going to tell. So my name is Dan Freeh. I do this report every day. Why? I'm trying to educate you guys on real estate, but we're going to really focus in on the financing piece of the puzzle. I can't control prices of homes. I can't control any of that stuff. But what I can educate you guys in is what's going on with the economy, especially mortgage rates. Okay, so that's what we do here on a daily basis. So if you'd like to find out more about me or watch my shows or listen to my shows on your way to work or even just on your way out, just check me out on any podcast that you watch or listen to. So in Apple Podcasts, I am the Mortgage Update with Dan Freeh. So all I'd suggest you to do is if you podcast, just search in there, Dan Freeh. You're going to find me truly. And if you'd like to find out more about me and my team, what we do, we're actually a federally chartered mortgage advisor. We're just think of us as a mortgage brokerage on steroids, because we're federally chartered throughout the entire country and we're set up with 85 of the largest lenders and banks and mortgage companies in the entire country. So, you know, you're always told to get one or two quotes. Why don't you just reach out to us and let us get you 85 different quotes and then we can help you choose the best one. How do you do that? Go to therateupdate.com. And you're going to find all the information you need there to come. So thanks again for watching, guys. God bless. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, and I'll see you on Monday. Take care. Bye-bye.